My theme for this devotional is the promise of the rainbow. It was inspired by a rainbow I saw in the sky recently while travelling in my car. Genesis chapter 9, verses 13 to 17. God is speaking. I will set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God, myself, God speaking, and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. God then said to Noah, "This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." After the flood spoken of earlier in Genesis, which we will return to later, we see that the rainbow in the sky is a reminder to us of a covenant between God and man that he will not flood the earth again. Recently, I was travelling back from Lutterworth to Gloucester, and as I approached Gloucester, a vivid rainbow appeared in front of me, and these words came into my mind, I believe, from God. "This rainbow is my promise to you that I will always be with you." These words brought me comfort. My wife took a picture through the windscreen of the car and sent it to my daughter, who was travelling north from Lutterworth to Doncaster. We had met up in Lutterworth for a family party. She texted back to say, "We've just seen a rainbow as well." Strange, I thought, two rainbows at the same time, some 150 miles apart. It was later I learned from a friend had also seen a rainbow near Bristol at the same time, and to her it was just what she needed, reminding that God was with her. As I reflected on this, I wondered if God was trying to tell me something. I felt God was reminding us that he is faithful to his promises and that he is always with us, whatever we are going through, and from a world perspective, we are going through troubled and unsettled days. References to rainbows appears three times in the Bible, Genesis 9, Ezekiel 1, and Revelation 4 and 10. In Genesis 8, verse 22, we read, "While the earth remain, seed time and harvest, cold and heat and winter shall not cease." A promise that the seasons will duly come, year by year, while the earth remains, despite the extremes in weather. In fact, each year, despite the famines, the earth produces enough food for all. It is due to the injustice of mankind that many go without. In Matthew 24, verse 7, we read, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places." We see in these verses that Jesus prophesied that these things will be part of life in a fallen world. As we see them intensify, we must be ready for our Lord's return. But we can be positive, knowing that in the fullness of time, Jesus will return to take us to be with him, as he promised in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So despite the tough days, we as Christians look forward to better days when we will be forever with the Lord. In the meantime, as the song says, "Thank you, O my Father, for leaving your spirit till the work on earth is done." What a promise we have within us, the indwelling Holy Spirit, to equip us for service, and a peace that the world cannot have is a gift of God that fills us with assurance and hope. Let's move on to Ezekiel chapter 1. "As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud and the day of the rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake." Of this passage, John Jill says, "Ezekiel saw the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. The rainbow, which is no other than the reflection of the rays of sun in a thin, watery cloud on a rainy day. So often, as a rainstorm passes, a ray of sunshine, as it shines through the rain, a rainbow appears. Ezekiel could see, despite dark times for God's people, the glory of the Lord would eventually shine through. In these days, God is still saying, "I am still with you, although the best is yet to come." As we come into the passage in Revelation, John Jewell goes on to say about the completed rainbow. Christ is represented as clothed with a cloud and a rainbow about his head, Revelation 10:1, which is a token of the covenant of grace in which Christ is concerned. It is round about him. He is the head, mediator, surety, and the messenger of it all. All the blessings and promises of it are in him, and he is that itself, which is only the reverberation of him, the Son of Righteousness, and is also about the throne on which he sits, which is upheld by mercy and truth, and is ever in his view, and he is always mindful of it. This is part of the vision, agrees with Revelation 4:3. John Wesley says, "The bow was like the appearance of Christ in the surrounding brightness. As of the rainbow you have mercy and truth, and both according to covenant are about the throne of Christ. It was not the full glory of God, but such as the prophet might bear. I fell with deep humility and reverence." So just as Ezekiel saw a glimpse of the fullness of the glory of God, the best is yet to be fulfilled when we will see it in heaven. But in the meantime, just as the rainbow I saw reminded me of the promise of God that he was with us, we press on with heads held high and a positive position in Christ, living in his blessings and sharing the good news of the kingdom in a belief that souls will be saved. P.S. As I finish this article, Russia has just invaded Ukraine. I'm not getting into the issues of all that is involved, but much of the conversation is about what is happening. I pose a couple of questions. Are we doing too much talking and not enough praying? And how does this affect us? Or are we thinking, looking to God in whom we can trust? A couple of questions to get your old grey cells thinking it through.